This holy place is the home of Sri Chandrasekhar and his consort, Malati. Chandrasekhar was the maternal uncle of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after Jagannath Mishra departed from this world, Chandrasekhar and Malati took very, very loving care of the child Nimai, who was left fatherless. He was one of the most intimate associates of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, he was one of the few people that Lord Chaitanya confided in when he decided to take sannyas. It was Chandrasekhar that performed the rituals at Katwa for the sannyas ceremony of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And just as very often there were beautiful kirtans throughout the night in the house of Srivas, similarly, from time to time, Lord Chaitanya and his associates would perform these beautiful nocturnal kirtans here in the house of Chandrasekhar. One beautiful pastime took place here, which we would like to briefly explain. One day, Lord Chaitanya called his devotees together and said, "Sadashiva and Budhimanta Khan, I desire to have a drama in the house of Chandrasekhar, and I will personally dance in the mood of the goddess of worship." He told them, "You get various beautiful decorations and costumes and jewelry, and bring all of our intimate associates together with their families." Lord Chaitanya said, "Haridas will play a guard from Vaikuntha, and Srivas will play Narada Muni, and Nityananda Prabhu will play my grandmother." Advaitacharya asked, "Who should I play?" And Lord Chaitanya said, "You should play Krishna and sit on the supreme throne of the world." Then Lord Chaitanya announced that all of our most intimate associates will be invited. But anyone who has not conquered their senses cannot come. At that time, Advaitacharya began to scratch the ground with his toes. And he said, "I will not be allowed to come because I have not conquered my senses." And when Srivas heard Advaita speak, he said, "He has spoken what is in my heart also." And Lord Chaitanya heard this. He replied that if you do not come, then no one will come to see my dancing. He said, "When you come to Chandrasekhar's house and you see my dancing, you will all become the king of yogis." So soon that night, as the sun was setting, Sakshi Mata and all of the great devotees and their wives, they all assembled here. And the show began with Haridas Thakur coming out, dressed as a policeman. And he had an artificial mustache. And he came out with a stick, and he very loudly attracted everyone's attention because his job was to keep everyone awake. So Haridas Thakur came out and very loudly he proclaimed, "Everyone, worship Krishna, speak the glories of Krishna, remember Krishna, and chant Krishna's holy name." And someone in the audience asked, "Who are you?" He said, "I am a policeman from Vaikuntha." "And I have come to tell you all that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has descended from Vaikuntha to give pure love of God to everyone and anyone, and I have come to assist him. Now please open your hearts to accept this precious gift. For just now the Supreme Lord is going to dance in the mood of the Goddess of Fortune. At that time Srivas Thakur came out in the costume of Narada Muni, and he was holding a veena. And when Ramai Pandit, his brother, came out in the robes of Parvat Muni, and they sat him down on Kushigrath's mat. And as he sat, people were wondering, who is this? And then he began to speak. They asked him, who are you? He said, I am Narada Muni. And I have gone to Vaikuntha looking for Narayan to worship him. But he wasn't there. In fact, all the homes and all the families of Vaikuntha were gone. Everything was empty. And then I learned that the Lord of Vaikuntha and his associates, they have all come to Nadia. In fact, I have heard that the Lord is going to dance like the Goddess of Fortune today, so I have come just to see this dance. And Sachi Mata asked someone, who is that? I cannot recognize him. But from the sound of his voice, it sounds like Srivas. And someone said, I think it is Srivas. And then Sachi Mata, in ecstasy, fell unconscious. And all the saintly ladies gathered around her, and in her ears they loudly chanted the holy name. At that time, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared in the beautiful dress of Rukmini, the eternal consort of Lord Krishna. And when he came out, he actually went into the mood of Rukmini. In fact, he became Rukmini. And no one in the entire house of Chandrasekhar Acharya could even recognize that this was Lord Chaitanya. They all considered that the Goddess of Fortune has personally appeared. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to weep and cry. And in the mood of Rukmini Devi, he started to write the letter to Krishna that she was going to send to the Brahman. The ink was Lord Chaitanya's tears. The paper was the floor of the house of Chandrasekhar. And the pen was Lord Chaitanya's finger. And as he was writing, he was speaking. And he recited perfectly the prayers of Srimad Bhagavatam of Rukmini, begging Krishna to come. That you are my Lord and Master. I have not seen you, but just by hearing your chantings, I have surrendered my life to you. I desire to be your eternal servant. My love, my faith is only offered at your lotus feet. But tomorrow there is a marriage arranged for me with Shishupal. What is meant for a great lion like you is about to be stolen by this jackal. Please, my lord, come. Why are you hesitating? She explained that during the marriage tomorrow, it is our family custom that I go to the temple of Durga Devi. At that time, please come on your chariot and take me away. And she was weeping and crying, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in such an ecstasy of love and separation that all the devotees were simply struck with wonder. This went on for 3 hours. And then Gadadhar Pandit came, dressed as a gopi of Vrindavan, and he began to dance for the next 3 hours. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back out, dressed as the Goddess of Fortune, and he was with Lord Nityananda. Nityananda was dressed as his grandmother, and her back was bent. He was playing this role. At that time, Lord Chaitanya began to dance and manifest the various ecstasies of his own pleasure potency. And the devotees could understand what mood he was in by various indications. Sometimes the Lord would say, "O Brahman, please bring this message to Krishna. Where is Krishna?" Then they would know he was Rukmini. At other times, so many tears would flow from his eyes, they understood he was now in the mood of the goddess of fortune in the form of Ganga Devi. At other times, he would laugh, and they understood he is now Durga. At other times, he would walk in a drunken state, almost falling over, and they understood now he is Revati, and he's just drunk the Varuni beverage. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally exhibited the qualities and the ecstasies of his pleasure potency. And then he would speak to Nityananda Prabhu, and he would say, "Please bring me home to my house in Braja." And he would dance, and they understood that he was dancing in the mood of Srimati Radharani, the supreme source of all potencies. Lord Chaitanya wanted to instruct all devotees how we must always honor and respect all of the Lord's potencies as well as all of the demigods, because they are all servants and associates of the Lord. And anyone who ever disrespects any of the Lord's potencies, or whoever disrespects the demigods, becomes offensive to the Lord Himself. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, Sachi Mata asked, "Who is that?" And everyone was thinking, "I think maybe it's your son. Or maybe that old lady is your son, and that's Nityananda. Or maybe that's your son, and the old lady is Nityananda." In fact, he was so much manifesting the role of the goddess of fortune that no one could even detect his true identity. And as he danced, all the devotees, in great ecstasy, were dancing and weeping and singing the glories of the Lord by chanting his name. Lord Nityananda was dancing with the Lord, holding his hand, and he became so ecstatic that he forgot he was playing the role of grandmother. And his hunchback became straight and started dancing and dancing, and when Lord Chaitanya saw this, they both fell unconscious. Gopinandi! The Lord danced in this way for the pleasure of all the devotees throughout the entire night. And then that cruel moment came about where the sun appeared on the horizon. The devotees knew this will be the end of the performance, and their hearts were being crushed by the thought that the night will end. And as the sun began to rise, the devotees looked upon the sun with such wrath that if it wasn't for Lord Chaitanya to personally protect the sun, they would have burned the sun to ashes by their hands. And they were all crying out and weeping, "Why does this night have to end? Why can't we watch this dancing go on and on and on?" And Mahaprabhu saw the anxiety of his devotees. So, wanting to satisfy them, he took the role of the universal mother of all living beings. And he called each devotee personally to come before him, and he fed them the milk from his own breast, which tasted like complete nectar. and they were all completely satisfied. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in this mood of the goddess. And as the universal mother, he satisfied all of his devotees. And anyone who hears this wonderful narration with faith and devotion will certainly achieve the treasure of the pleasure potency, which is pure unalloyed devotion to Sri Krishna. For the next 7 days, the place we're sitting, the house of Chandrasekhar, was effulgent, as if the sun, the moon, and lightning all mixed together. And when the friends and relatives or anybody came to Chandrasekhar's house, the light was so brilliant that they could not open their eyes. Only the Vaishnavas understood why, and they left. So this is one of the wonderful, wonderful pastimes that took place here at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. As we were saying, very often, from sunrise to sunset, devotees would gather to chant the holy names. To our left of this temple, there is the murtis of Chandrasekhar and Malati, the uncle and auntie of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this direction is the Samadhi Mandir of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. To the left of that is Radha Kund, Shama Kund, and Govardhan of Vrindavan. And to behind this beautiful temple is the Samadhi Mandir of Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa, Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. These are the deities that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati personally installed. Their name, I believe, is Gandharvika Giridhari. They were his personal worshipable deities. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati spent much time here. In fact, our own Srila Prabhupada visited him here in Mayapur many times. Just on the other side of his samadhi is the house that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati lived. And just close to that, the field that we crossed coming from Murari Gupta's Sripat, it is the place that was once, is actually always, eternally, but not so manifest to our eyes today. It is, that field was, is Prithu Kund. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains how in the age of Satya Yuga, Maharaj Prithu was leveling mountains and clearing areas to grow food. And his devotees were going all over the world making nice arrangements in this way. And when they came here, in that place they saw great effulgent light. So his servants called him, and Prithu personally came. And when Prithu Maharaj saw this effulgent light, as a Shaktavesh avatar, he understood, this is Navadvip Dham. This is the place that Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the most merciful of all incarnations, will descend. So he told his servants to build a beautiful kund for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya. And later on, a great king named Lakshman Sen built his palace close by, and he further excavated and widened the kund and named it after his father, and it became known as Balal Dihi. And this is a very, very sacred place that Nityananda Prabhu personally glorified to Jiva Goswami during their Navadvip Dham pilgrimage. What we will do now during the kirtan is we'll just go for darshan of Shama Kund, Radha Kund, Giri Govardhan. We'll offer our respectful obeisances at the Samadhi Mandir of Sri Gaurakishore Das Babaji. Then we will go to the Samadhi Mandir of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And then His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj will give us a nice enlightening
discourse on the glories of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati. But at this time we would like to ask His Grace Sri Jinanivas Prabhu to kindly enlighten us, because He is a resident of Sri Navadvip Dham, perhaps the foremost of all residents. Srila Prabhupada personally entrusted Him with deity worship here at the time when Srila Prabhupada was living in that little straw hut that we have seen. Before there was any temple, Jinanivas Prabhu was taking care of Prabhupada's deities in the little hut. And ever since 1972, Jinanivas Prabhu has never given up that service for the order of the spiritual master to be the pujari of Sri Mayapur Dham. And Srila Prabhupada always considered that of all pujaris throughout the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Jinanivas Prabhu was the leader. And when I was a head pujari at one time, Prabhupada personally instructed me to take guidance and inspiration from Jinanivas Prabhu. Many things change in this world, but Jinanivas Prabhu always remains at the lotus feet of Radha Mahan. That is one thing we can be sure of. Jinanivas Prabhu ki. Let us all very loudly and enthusiastically welcome Him into the association of the Gopinas Yatra.
So before the deities of Sri Sri Radha Gandhava Kedhari, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's personal deities. And there's a history behind these deities. When they established this mark, and they wanted deities, they went to Jaipur to choose their deities. And they were checking in the different places of Jaipur. When they came to one shop, and the owner said, "This is the deity you want." They said, "How do you know we want a deity?" He said, "Last night I had a dream, and this deity spoke to me. I make all these deities, I recognize." And he said, "Tomorrow, one Mahabhagavata will come here, my great devotee. When you see him, you tell him, I want to accept his service, and he should take me." So then that man finally donated Radhaga Gandhava Kedhari. Yes, so these are his very favorite deities. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was, the Prabhupada said, a Vaikuntha man, so not so much he can speak. But I remember one time we used to have one man working in, when we first acquired the land here. He's a Muslim man, this is a Muslim village around here. His name was Chakur. And he would tell us about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati when he was a small boy, he knew him. And he said he was such a personality that they were playing in the village of Mayapur here. They just established the joke pit. And the humdrum of the village life was going on, and the kids were playing in the mud, and the goats running here, and the ladies were cleaning their pots and washing, and the whole village scene was going on. And he was just a little kid, they would be playing, and he was saying, then suddenly they would kind of slow down, and the kids would stop playing and look up, and everyone would stop their activities. They'd all look up, and then they would glance over to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's house, and he would see, he would come to the door, and he was standing there. And he says, simply by his presence, as soon as he glanced over the area, everybody, everything stopped, and whole attention was drawn upon him. He was such a magnetic personality. And he used to rub the children's head. He was very affectionate to all the village people here. In fact, they even donated the land there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth site. It was owned by the local farmers, and they donated it to still one more. But this was told by one of his disciples, Bhagavati Maharaj, who's done by Hulagan. Oh, he wasn't within the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He left here one night and he started to road. This road is actually called Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Road. And he had this road constructed. And he constructed this road in one day. The viceroy at that time was under the British Raj. I think it was Mr. Anderson from the British Raj. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he was in with the British Raj. He was right in there with him. And so he asked him to come, so he agreed to come. So he said, we should build a road. So he employed thousands and thousands of men. And in one day they built this road on the Hula Ghat, right up here, with a mark, and then they put all leaves, palm leaves on it, and built a beautiful road there. And in 1971, when we just first purchased the land, then it started to flood, the water was rising and rising and rising, but that embankment there, it kept all the water away from flooding all of our property. So Chaitananda Maharaj was there and he wrote to Srila Prabhupada and he said, this road that Bhakti Siddhanta has built has saved our property. And Prabhupada wrote a letter back and he said, yes, the path of Bhakti Siddhanta is saving millions. So anyway, he came out one night and he was walking down the road and this disciple, Bhagavati, I think he was a brahmachari at that time, he saw his Guru Maharaj going out at night. It was quite unusual. So he followed him. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati detected that someone behind him. So he said, who is it? And he said, it's your disciple Bhagavati. That's come. So when they was walking, they walked down just by Chandrasekhar's place. We just went to Nandanandan, right? There's a big banyan tree there over the road. Just about there, and there was a kirtan party coming the other way. Very ecstatic kirtan party was coming up. This was in the middle of the night. And when he saw them, he fell on the floor, and they all played obeisances. And then they all got up and embraced each other, and full of tears and joy. Then they all left, and they come up to this way. And when they had left, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said to his disciple, they come down from Vaikuntha to do kirtan and do a pikram of the Jagadguru. Another short story, because it's on the road. Another of his disciples, Damodar Maharaj, he used to live next door to us. He said he was walking with his Guru Maharaj on the road and suddenly he stopped. His Guru Maharaj, Shakti Siddhanta Saraswati, stopped. And he looked up and he said, this Kali Yuga is so degraded. He said, even on Chandraloka, the activity is becoming so degraded. He said, at that time I understood what is the meaning of Jagat Guru. There was a friend of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's, and he was saying to Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Calcutta when he was living there that you should do something. Now all these upper sampradayas are becoming very strong, and you are such a powerful personality. You're spiritually powerful, you have material good position, you can defeat this, you've done so much work already. You should make a strong attempt to now establish the sampradayas. And he said, oh, I'm getting old now. He said, maybe I can't do it, but he said, I think my son can do it. I was praying for a personality who was strong enough to do it. I think he can do it. So this friend of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because he told him, now he's staying in Mayapur. He was doing a very, very severe vrata here. And he was living like another dude. And so he came here to meet him. And he was asking the local people, you have seen this? Bilmala Prasad. Bilmala Prasad, yes. He's the son of Kedarnath. Oh yes, we know. Very tall figure, yes. You wait here. He's coming very soon. He usually comes about this time. You just wait around here, you will see him. So he's waiting there at that time, and then he saw this figure coming up the bank of the Ganga. Ganga, Ganga, Nitai, Nitai, Go, Go, Go. And he was running up the Ganga, and he saw him. Hey, Bilmala Prasad. Yeah. He said, I'm a friend of your father, Kedarnath Mother. Now, anyway, we were talking, and he said that you should do something. He said, you are qualified, you should do it. You should go out and preach and smash all these sampradayas, and you can establish pure devotional service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You want Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? We said, you come here. He said, he lives here. No, he said, you should go out and preach. No, no, let them come here. Why do you go out? Let everyone come to Mayapur. Then you can actually see. Why go outside? Mahaprabhu was here, you can see the pastime. No, 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 he said, you should come. He said, what is the point? Mahaprabhu was here, let them come here. You don't know they're here? Hey, Nikai, go, hey, Panchatatma there, hey, Haribol, 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 hey, running up the Ganga after the Panchatatma. He's suddenly seeing the leelas of the Gauranga was being manifested here. So this was the personality of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Dham was revealed to him. So we pray for the mercy of the devotees of the Dham, because it is only by the devotees of the Dham that the Dham is revealed. No other way, only simply by the devotees. So we take advantage when we come to these places where the devotees Sripats are and have the association of great devotees. By their mercy only, the Dham will be revealed. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki
jai,
Sri Radha Kanda Bhakti Hari ki
jai,
Vidaya Gopi Manan ki jai. Thank you.
Jai Srila
Bhakti
Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai.